meeting of the Brown County Board of Commissioners to order. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's take a moment to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the day you've given us. We're thankful for your grace that you enable us to be forgiven of our sins, that because of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have eternal salvation. Father, we pray that you'd help us to treat one another with respect and love as in Christian tradition. Father, give us a harmony and peace. Let us work together for the benefit of the citizens of Brown County. And we ask your presence during this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, first of all, my apologies for the lack of notice of our January 4th meeting. There were a lot of personnel changes at the end of the year, and it simply did not get published. So it was an illegal meeting, and anything we did at that meeting, we were going to redo tonight. I profess that I do make mistakes from time to time, and it was ultimately it was my responsibility to make sure it was advertised in my paper. So with that, that will be the first thing we do, and I don't believe there are any other changes or additions to the agenda.
That's correct.
Okay. We will take the minutes and proceed from there. At that meeting on the 4th, we approved the minutes of the December 27th meeting, and there was a motion made to accept those minutes, moved by Chuck Braden.
I move again.
And seconded by Ron Sanders. Second. Okay. Unanimously passed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. There were no claims at that meeting.
Correct.
We then proceeded to elect officers for the Board of Commissioners. Motion was made to approve Jerry Pittman as president for 2023. Moved by Chuck Braden. Seconded by Ron Sanders. Motion passed unanimously. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. There was a motion made also to re-elect Chuck Braden as vice president for 2023. Moved by Ron Sanders, seconded by Chuck Braden. Passed unanimously. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We made a board appointment to the Tourism Commission. We received a letter from Derek Clifford, and we did reappoint him. There was another application, but we determined that that person did not own or operate a business in Brown County, therefore was not eligible. So that was moved to reappoint Derek Clifford by Chuck Braden, seconded by Ron Sanders. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Helmsburg Regional Sewer Board, we received a letter of interest from Sandy Higgins. Motion made by Chuck Braden to appoint her to the Helmsburg Regional Sewer District. And seconded by Ron Sanders. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Peter Boa, we've received a letter of interest from Jason Cockrell, and a motion was made by Chuck Braden to reappoint him to the PTA BOA board. Seconded by Ron Sanders. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We did continue engagement contracts for the county attorney with Barnes and Thornburg, financial consultant with Baker Tilly, HR policy consultants Wagner, Irwin, and Sheely, and the CAP board, Sandy Higgins. That did not need to be voted on. The commissioner's boards, we decided the child protection team would be appointed to Jerry Pittman, emergency management to Ron Sanders, the 9/11 GIS committee to Chuck Braden, the public records commission, president or vice president, Region 8 Workforce Development to Ron Sanders, Solid Waste, all three commissioners, Maple Leaf Management Group, Jerry Pittman. We then approved the 2023 commissioners' meeting schedule to be the first Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6. And that was, in fact, voted on. It's moved by Chuck Braden, seconded by Ron Sanders, and passed unanimously. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We discussed some updates on construction, the courthouse addition. We rejected the first bid and decided to rebid the addition and gave bidders until February 15th of 2023 to submit their bids. The coroner's office, we're waiting on the town design review committee to approve the plans, upon which time the bid will be given, not really a bid, but $650,000. We have a vendor, Davis County Metal, who has offered to construct the building for $135,000. Larry Mayfield from Zeller Insurance was present and was stating information on the builder's risk insurance and how it must be in place before starting a project. It was determined that we do not need builder's risk for the 200 Hawthorne building because it's all internal, but we will need builder's risk on the other two projects. We discussed the Sheriff's Department, and we said that Sheriff Brad Stocks for the Commissioners will set up a meeting with Cordry Sweetwater to discuss the interlocal agreement, which we hope we can get worked out. Highway Superintendent report made by Mike Magner said that salt had been restocked. They are restocking sand that weekend. Paving bids for the 2022 Community Crossings grant are due next meeting. And Mike will put out an agenda about the time of the meeting. Four contractors have the bid packages. Mike talked about the Bridge Preservation Funding grant from the state. Bids will be accepted until the end of the month. Jerry asked Mike if he wanted to continue as Highway Superintendent for another year. Nobody else jumped in and wanted the job, so we reappointed Mike Magner to that position. And that was, in fact, voted upon, moved by Chuck Braden, seconded by Ron Sanders. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The Salt Creek Trail was discussed. I asked for an update and to get a committee back together to look into what's going to be necessary to get the approvals and the grant funding for the middle part, I call it the middle part, the third part, in my opinion, of the Salt Creek Trail that would connect the state park to CVS in Nashville. Diana Biddle did speak about the Weininger property east of the jail and the back of the hardware store, connecting the school under the bridge at the football field. We did, in fact, discuss the bike pedestrian planning grant with the town of Nashville, which is a $20,000 grant available for that. It's a grant match with the town, and it was voted upon to approve. It was moved by Chuck Braden, seconded by Ron Sanders. And all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Thank
you. We had nothing from legal. Jerry and Chuck welcome Ron Sanders, the new commissioner, and Jerry introduced Laura Wirt as our new HR director. And with that, a motion was made to adjourn. Moved by Chuck Braden, seconded by Ron Sanders, and passed unanimously. Okay. Thank you for your patience in dealing with that issue. The schedule has been published for the remainder of the year, and unless there are any changes to that schedule, the assumption will be, of course, that we meet on the first Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon, the third Wednesday at 6 in the evening. Okay, we now have tonight's business. First of all, approval of the minutes and the claims. We do now have a full copy of the minutes, which some was offered initially, but it's here now. I've looked it over. I'll entertain a motion to accept it.
Motion to accept minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Yep. Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
And then to the claims.
I
have a chance to review them.
I have reviewed the claims.
Okay. I did not see anything jump off the page at me, so.
Motion to approve claims.
Second.
Motion and second to approve claims. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, county office, department reports, boards and committees. I don't have anything on here except the highway superintendent report.
Okay, thank you. Our first item of business tonight would be to take in the bids for the 2022-2 grant-funded project that we received $1 million on. There were, you mentioned in the minutes that there had already been four contractors contact me, and after that meeting, there was a fifth one, and they're also pre-certified, so we actually had five contractors request the plans, and all five of them have turned a bid in. So we will review those here in just a second.
Good.
There were two addendums that went out for changes. If you remember, on our local paving in the past, we've looked at the option to where we could use multiple contractors if that brought in a cheaper price, and then looked at a combined bid with a discount. One of the things that came up in some NDOT guidance that they put out was they have now changed their policy, or at least put it in writing, that for all the projects that have one NDOT LPA agreement, which is the agreement between the county and the state on getting the funding, that we must bid out and award the contract to just one contractor if we receive the money as one lump sum. So the only way to get around that, what I would have had to have submitted three separate proposals for each road independently. We would have had to process three contracts, been awarded funds in three different grant amounts, and right now I can't even get them to get me the first contract, so doing three would have probably been tougher. So based on their guidance, addendum one said that we would just look at a combined bid for the whole project to go to one contractor. The addendum two was because when I released the specs back in December, we hadn't released a change in the times for the meeting, so it still said 2 o'clock. So addendum two addressed that bids were due at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So with that, you should have a summary sheet in front of you, and I will open them up in the order that they're on that sheet. So we'll start with milestone. So for milestone, project number one is a total of $376,855.30. 376,855.30. Project two is $285,879.26. 285,879.26. And project three is $691,352.61, 691,352.61, for a total of $1,354,087.17, 1,354,087.17. Second package is from E&B Paving. Okay, project number one is $369,340.60, 369,340.60. Project two, $279,872.92, 279,872.92, and project three, $724,586.48, 724,586.48, for a total of $1,373,800 even. 1,373,800. Okay, the third one is from All Star Paving. Project one, $471,865.70. $471,865.70. Project two, $361,765.26. $361,765.26. And the third one, $905,335.68. $905,335.68 for a total of $1,738,966.64. 1738966.64. Next one is from the Dave O'Mara Contractors. Okay, project one, $474,022.50. 474,022.50. Project two, $365,524.50. 365,524.50. And project three, $894,489.50. 894,489.50. For a total of $1,734,036.50. 1734036.50. Last one is DC Construction Services. First project, $502,895.80. 502,895.80. Project two, $387,510.40. 387,510.40. And the third one, $960,660.18. 960,660.18 for a total of $1,851,066.38. 1851,066.38. So with that, of course we'll go through and check all the math and all the, make sure all the other documents are there in place. But based on our grant application, I'll go ahead and release what the engineer's estimate was. So our estimate in the grant applications was $1,532,000 and change. So we have two bids that are underneath the estimate, but also in excess of the $1.333 million that we need to get the full match. So looks like we have at least two that are possible bids, so I would recommend that we go ahead and table them, and we'll do the review, have a recommendation at the next meeting, and hopefully by then, I've been in contact with Seymour District several times, and they don't have the actual contract to us to guarantee us the money, so hopefully we'll have that before the next meeting also, and then we could go ahead and do an official award at the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Motion.
Second.
Table this until the next meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else for us from the highway?
Nothing major. We've just been hauling a lot of rock lately since got rid of the snow and then get to rain, it warms up, turns to mud. So we've been putting a lot of rock on the gravel roads. And we did start back ditching again this week on a couple of projects and got caught up on some other stuff. So we're just back to doing routine maintenance and getting the trucks lined out for the next big wave if we need it. But like I said, we are fully stocked again on sand and salt, so we're ready if we need it and hope we don't.
Yeah. Well, so far the long-term forecast for the rest of the month looks pretty good for us. There is a storm that's a bad one. It's moved out of the plains and it's going to go north of us, thankfully. And I don't think we're going to get anything out of it.
Yeah, we. Hopefully, we don't get the wind when the cold front goes through. And
exactly.
As soft as the ground is, but other than that, could be a lot worse.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Other business. Mike Noga, are you out there with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, do you have anything for us tonight?
Nothing else, Dad.
Okay. I have a little knowledge of some things that happened today. Our newly elected state representative has offered a bill to help us reclaim some money from the state park admissions. Which we've been trying to do for over 30 years. We're hoping and praying that it will find favor with the state legislature. I am speaking without great knowledge, but I've heard that it would add a couple of dollars to the state park gate fee, which would come to Brown County. Maybe that's not right, but it's something anyway. We received nothing in the way of funds from the state for the fact we provide law enforcement and medical services to the state park, which is 16,000 acres, and every year we're called out there for various things, body injuries, and so forth. So the state should help us with that. We have, in fact, about 53% of our land is off the tax rolls. So Brown County, being a small county and that much land off the tax rolls, we don't have a lot of money coming in to put these bills, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully something will happen, we'll get something out of it. I know in the past there's been a lot of opposition to giving us a part of the gate fee, but there has been talk from the DNR that they might do a pilot payment in lieu of taxes, and hopefully something will develop in this. We had a number of people in Brown County, officials, elected officials, and citizens who appeared at the State House today to show support for this bill. So we'll see what happens.
Standing.
Anyone have any questions? Comments?
Do you want to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Accept my motion. I'll accept your motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all for coming tonight. And thank you for those out there via internet. Well, have a great day.